me. Don't mind me. Just waddling to the sofa. Oh, sweet relief. Hello, darling. Oh, I'm facing the consequences of my own stupid actions. Don't feel sorry for me. I know I put on weight, and I still chose to wear thigh highs with no salve between the thickness. I have no one to blame but myself. Hello. No, it's fine. Don't pity me. Because I don't deserve it. What on earth was I thinking? You can't just put on 10 to 15 pounds and be like, oh, well, my thighs will be exactly the same space apart. No, they won't. No, they won't. No, they aren't. No, they shan't. And now they are red and sore, and it's going to take days for them to not feel like they're on fire. Because I'm a self-indulgent little goth who wanted to preserve her aesthetic, and look where it's got me. Red and roasting between the thighs with no orgasm in sight. At least then there would have been payoff. Well, yes, I would very much like a lap pillow. Thank you. Even big-titted goth women like a lap pillow. Stroke my bangs and tell me I'm mysterious. And witchy and weird and scarousing. Scary / arousing. Really? Really, really with a spider on top? It'll be fine. Need to lay off the cookies, rest, and wear appropriate leg wear. Or thigh wear in my case, because the bottom of my legs are fine. Damn you and your thickness. You have brought disgrace and redness to this body. Well, maybe not disgrace, but definitely redness and soreness. Oh, I was waddling. Like a duck. Because I thought I could suffer it for the aesthetic, and then I was like, oh no, I can't, so now I must waddle home. In shame. Like a shameful waddling duck. Who might have hip dysplasia. Not very prissy. I told you. With great thickage comes great responsibility. As in, if you don't put salve between these thighs, you are going to be on fire. And in pain and annoying and compromised for at least a few days. Which I am, so, you know, at least I can use the meme. Well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions. Coming to smite me on my inner thighs. No, I'll go get it in a minute. I'm just pouting first. Here's the thing, I'm not naive. Like, I knew I'd put weight on, so why did I just insist? I was like, I can still make this work. It's like, You were already pretty thick to begin with, miss. What did you think more thickness would do? I am getting down about my thickness. No, you don't have to do that. You're my lap pillow. You have to stay. Fine, as long as you come right back. Because I'm feeling vulnerable and sick. Hurry, please. I'm a little less mysterious and a little more. Hold me. Yes, please. No, you don't have to do it. Okay. Why am I so silly? Like, for God's sake, woman, just wear some trousers, but they didn't go with my outfit, so I was like, no, can't. And now I am aflame. With thighs of scorched thunder. I didn't say it was a bad thing, it's just, I am thicker, so it's like, use your head and wear appropriate clothing so you're not in pain. I would love some more self, please. All of the self. Smear my thighs like I'm a bread roll. And now my thick ass is thinking about bread and butter and... Why is food so fucking good? Ah, it's just so creamy and loving and calming and relaxing. It just makes you go, thank you for solving me. And not calling me an idiot or fatty or basically not being a dick. No, you say that, but I really shouldn't take it for granted because it's not. There are so many dicks in this world. Just really relieved you're not one of them. You know those people, it's like, I'm not being rude, but it's like, you have to start the sentence with, I'm not being rude. I don't really want to hear the rest of it. Well, I have a choice. I can either get a little bit less thick, or... I can put on this bloody salve before I go out. should probably lose the weight, to be honest. You know, for my stupid heart and liver and organs and function. But I hate exercise so much, and I love bread and butter so, so much. And it's so easy for that scale to get tipped in a slightly unfavorable way. I'm not just saying this because your hands are between my thighs. I really, really love you. Because you're just you, and you just say whatever you want to do, love, and it's just like, fuck, yeah. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a dick. You just talk to me like I'm a person instead of just a stupid internet speech where people are like, oh, she's let herself go, or used up, or expired, and it's like, what? Have you ever spoken to another human being? Because I don't think you'd like it if people spoke to you that way. Or maybe that's the reason, maybe it's just this horrible chain of being awful to each other, and I just don't want to be a part of that. So thank you for not perpetuating that in our relationship. Very much appreciate. I don't know what it is about you. I can't put a word to it, but you are just not a dick. And you smell really nice, and you let me lay my head on your lap, and you rub my thighs, and not even in a sexy way, just in a, it's okay, baby. And it's like, yes, fuck yes, all the way yes, forever, just stay here. With your hand on my thigh, and your good intentions, and the vibe that you will not hurt me. It's incredibly metal to choose not being a dick in this world. It is metal as fuck. I have died and gone to limbo. Because I can't choose between heaven and hell. I appreciate aspects of both. I love you. Almost as much as butter. I beg your pardon. Did you just say, let's buy me some cycling shorts? And that kind of throw off the aesthetic. Oh my god, not if we get the tiny ones, because they can be hidden underneath the skirt and then we can still wear the thigh highs. You, my little munchkin, are not only not a dick, sexy and amazing, you're also really smart. Where are you going? worship. Oh, it's the only known cure for sore thighs, I see. Well, I do want to get better. I suppose I'll have to let you worship away.